The Dark Knight Podcast. Hello, and welcome to the Dark Knight Podcast. I'm Zach Aloff, your host, Hardingen Reborn on the forum. And, alright, so let's jump into it. Alright, so in this episode, we're going to premiere a new thing, which I bet some of you were waiting for, Batman News. Alright, so let's get down to the comic book stuff first, right now. Alright, Bat Books for this month. Batman 666 is going to come out on July 25th. On July 4th, we're going to get Detective 834, the Paul Dini, Don Kramer, and Wayne Fart... I don't know how to say the last name. Batman, Harley, and Ivy, Paul Dini, Bruce Timm. It's going to be a miniseries for the 4th. On July 11th, we're going to get Batman Confidential number 7. And we're going to have Batman Strikes 35 on July 11th. Alright, another thing, we got a new printing of Batman, Son of the Demon. There's also a new statue out from DC, a Japanese import, a Batman on a gargoyle. So if you're interested in that, check out the Batman DC website. And this is something I'm excited about, because as you guys know, if you've listened to the first episode, is that I love Batman Begins, and they have just put out a new picture. Well, not a new picture. One of the pictures of Heath Ledger as the Joker. And I'm telling you, that's some crazy stuff there. Alright, I'm not going to say anything, really, but the picture that they showed, maybe a little bit of a spoiler if you guys want to tune out for about, I don't know, like 5-6 seconds. Alright, I'll give you a second. The Joker, his smile is cut into his face. Instead of the classic big wide grin, his face is all screwed up. And his whole mouth is all red and stuff, and it's just been just hacked into little pieces. It's crazy looking. It looks really dark and menacing and really crazy and everything. So like I was saying before in previous episodes, I'm going to sign up for the Bat Book, so I will be getting Batman 666 and Detective 834. I don't really know about this Batman Confidential and Batman Strikes. I didn't know that those were out there. To be completely honest, I haven't really ever been on a ongoing Batman book. I've just been reading trades and stuff that I can get, you know? Well, you know what I'm saying? But I am now, and so I have a lot of catching up to do, but you know what? I enjoy the challenge. I think it'll be great. This podcast is going to be great because I was listening to the Amazing Spider-Cast last night, and Chris's co-host brought up a good point. Podcasts are great in information and knowledge, and they really are. I'm going to learn so much, and I'm happy. And I hope you'll accompany me on this ride. You know. All right, but anyway, so yes, I'm going to try and bring you Batman news from now on. I've got to try and find more resources, but slowly but surely I will. In this episode, I want to talk about, well, I want to do a couple of things. First of all, I want to talk about Detective 333 and 833, sorry about that. I'm completely sorry about that one. Yeah, I'm sorry, I couldn't read my own writing. Yes, 833, because I don't want to... this podcast is for Batman in all forms, but I don't want to talk about... I've noticed that the last two we've talked about, movies, and we've talked about some villains, but we need to start talking about the comic books, and I need to start doing that too. So I'm going to start on Detective 833, and I'm going to put... time signatures on this, so that if you haven't read it yet, you can just skip right past it, and there you go. Next episode, I'm going to bring you Batman 664, 665, and 660... Oh, no, well, it probably won't be out by 666, but I bought 664, as if you listened, and I want to talk about the new one, too. The last one that came out before I do that. But so I was just thinking this would be a good jump on point for our on the rack, so to say, the new books, Batman books. And I want to talk about my top five Batman TV shows. And then we'll get to some listener emails and some posts on the forum. All right, well, anyway, so let's talk about Batman Detective Comics. Well, let me tell you, when I walked into the comic book store and I saw this, I went, wow, that's some great artwork. And then I looked down and I saw that it was Simone Bianchi, and I went, oh my word, he really, truly is very, very good. So I looked at it and I was like, wow, that looks awesome. But I don't know where to start. So I asked my comic book guy to say, hey, I want to jump onto the monthlies. Where should I start? And he goes, here, start right here, 833. And so I was like, okay. So I read it and I'd say it was good. All right, so we got Paul Dini as the writer, Don Kramer penciler, Wayne Futcher, I don't know. Travis Lindman, letterer, John Calizzi, colorist, Simone Bianchi, cover, and Peter Tomasi as the editor. All right, so this book starts off with there's a fire in a theater, and Batman comes in to save this girl who's trapped in a box because they were going to do a magic show. So the magic show goes wrong, and she dies, and so the magician is under suspicion. I've never heard of this magician before. I guess he's been in some of the other Bat books, or, you know, previous continuity. I haven't heard of him before. But anyway, he's a really goth-looking guy, and Batman wants to know what's happening, and so does Gordon. Well, so he decides that he's going to tell Zatanna about this death of this girl who used to work for her, and, you know, that she wouldn't like it, so they're going to find out what's going on. They have a nice flashback to Bruce and Zatanna meeting, and Bruce being kind of mean and, you know, I don't want to, talk to you and everything like that. There's one thing that I do want to know. Like I said, I haven't been really up on my Batman continuity. I'm learning. I'm catching up every day, but there's still, I don't know what the Zatanna and Batman betrayal was. And I'd love to know what that was. She comes to the Batcave, and they start looking over everything. And they're wondering, trying to figure out what happened. They find out that on the rag that was put over her mouth before she does this trick in this coffin about, this death by fire kind of thing, there was oil on it. And it was, and she's allergic to, she was allergic to, peanuts and, oils and stuff like that. So, they drench it in it, and, she starts, having a reaction right then. You know, they really wanted to make sure that she would die. So they're like, okay, something's fishy. So they start to go talk to, this magician. Excuse me for a second. Let me get the name. It's Loaxis. I'm gonna say that. If I'm sorry, please send in how you say it. So they go talk to him. And when they go talk to him, they're saying, you kind of push the limit and everything. And he shoots Zatanna and knocks Batman into a chair that handcuffs him and shocks him. And he puts her into a tank to do the famous water removal trick, the water torture cell trick, that Houdini's very famous for, while she's still bleeding. And the big kicker, at the end of the episode, is, I'll give you a second if you want to fast forward, is that this Loaxis, or at least who he thought he was actually the Joker. And the last page is the Joker laughing at Batman while he is being shocked in this chair. Alright, well anyway, so that's basically the story, and I have to tell you, I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it a lot. I am really, really excited to jump onto these monthlies. The reason why I never jumped onto the monthlies before was that I never had the money. I wish I could have, but now I do. I have a job, and I'm doing this podcast, and I want to read what's happened, and I have to say, I am really excited. Paul Dini, what everyone's saying on the forum, he really is good. He's very good. And Don Kramer, I think that his pencils are really, really good. I enjoy the way the Batman looks, and I enjoy the feel of the story. It feels right. I feel like this is what a Batman book should be. Dark, and intelligent, and yes, I enjoyed it a lot. And I cannot wait to get 834. The Simone Bianchi covers are great. I'm going to try and pick up the back issues now with him. He looks amazing. Looks some really good stuff. I'm going to be picking up trades and stuff like that so I could know more of the continuity. But this was a good jumping on point, I think, for me. And, yeah, it was really good. I really enjoyed this Zatanna. I've heard her name before, but I never read her until this issue. And she's really interesting. She's quite interesting. And then I loved it that the Joker was at the end of it because as I said before, I love the Joker. I think that the Joker is really a menacing and great villain for Batman. Something about him just scares me. You know, and I think it's supposed to, and I think that's what appeals me to the character. You know, and like I said, and I'm really excited for the Heath Ledger portrayal of the Joker, now that I've seen some of him, because I know that some people are going to be upset that his smile is basically cut into his face, you know, but he looks horrible, you know, and that to me looks really convincing, and looks really scary as hell, really. Heath Ledger looks scary as hell, you know what I mean, and I think that's going to be great. I think that's going to be a great portrayal, and, you know, and of course I love the classic Bat Joker grin. You know, I'm not saying that I don't like it. I'm just saying that I love that's so scary. And I think the Joker's scary and I love it. So I can't wait to see what happens. I want to see if Batman gets out of it. Of course, like all of us want to do. So yeah, I'm very pleased and excited to be jumping onto Detective. And I'm going to be buying it for a long, long time, I believe. Yeah, it was a good issue, and I'm very excited. Like I said, next week I'm going to talk about Batman 664, 665, and 666. Well, not next episode, but probably some episode after that. I'm going to be going on a trip in a couple of weeks, so I may be... Let's see, will I be out for that? No, I should be in... But I'll have some episodes ready, and we'll be talking about more Bat books. But I'm really excited. It's looking good. I'm also enjoying I enjoy the Grant Morrison. We'll talk more on that later, but I just want to say that I enjoyed them. All right, so now let's talk about the top five Batman TV shows. My top five Batman TV shows. Okay. All right, so... Number 5 is the Batman 1960s television show. Now, I'll tell you the reason why I put it at number 5, and I'll tell you, you know, why it's on there. The Batman 60s show, when I was a little kid, I watched it all the time. I watched it after the animated series, but I watched it. I remember watching it over at my aunt's house. You know, they had it on TV Land and stuff, and I would watch it, and, you know, I loved it. I was, you know, for a little kid, it's great. And I put it on number 5 because I enjoy the Batman 60s, you know, television show. It's fun, you know, it's great for the family, everything's good, you know. It's funny, you know, stuff like that. But the reason why it's at number 5 and not at any higher number is because what it did to the Batman comic books and to Batman's persona during the 60s and a little bit of the 70s, you know, almost up to the 80s, you know, was that Batman needs to be this fatherly figure, this, you know, don't do drugs, and, you know, big smile and grin and stuff, and he really needs to be a dark character. Just like Frank Miller made him, and Tim Burton and all the other people did. You know, Dennis O'Neill and stuff like that. They need to, Danny O'Neill, sorry, need to do, you know? But the 60s made it all campy and everything, and the comic books became campy, and lots of stuff became campy. And so, it's fun now on retrospect, but I don't like it that it did that to the character of Batman. But anyway, so, alright, so, number four is, the Batman, the new series. The one that's, right now on Saturday morning cartoons. I haven't watched many because I sleep in on Saturdays. But I have watched a few. I've watched one with the, I believe it was the Riddler with Robert Englund. You know, Freddy Krueger. That's funny. But, I watched it and, yeah, I mean, it was, you know, I can't really say about it. It looked cool, and, the one that I saw was pretty good, but I just don't know about it, you know, all, you know, overall. So I'm putting it at four, you know. But still, it's still dark and everything, so that's why I gave it over the 60s TV show. Alright, number three was Batman Beyond. When I was a little kid, I hated this show. Because I wanted Batman. It wasn't Batman, it was his predecessor. And, you know, when you're like 10, 9, you know, 11, you go, no, I want Batman, I don't want this kid. What is this? But now, on retrospect, that I've watched some of the shows and everything, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. You know, it's a really interesting play on, you know, older Batman and, you know, predecessor and stuff. It's pretty good. But yeah, when I was a little kid, I hated it. My friends were always like, this is an awesome show, and I would not watch it. But, no, I have, and yeah, it's pretty good. I enjoyed it. Yeah, I liked it. All right. And number two was The New Adventures of Batman. I've watched that more than the new series that's on Saturday mornings, but still I haven't watched all of them. And that's pretty good. I enjoyed it. It was fun. I liked it. Still haven't watched many, but yeah, it was good. I mean, it was dark, and it kept to the some traditions of Batman, and yeah, I enjoyed it. But now number one, and I hope some of you will agree with me, but it's Batman the Animated Series. I love Batman the Animated Series. I'm starting to save up so I can buy the seasons on DVD. I love that show. That show, along with Batman the Movie, sealed it for me. Batman rocks the world. Batman rocks in comics. Batman just rocks. And I loved it. And I have watched all of the animated series. I watched it after I came home from school, when I was in elementary school. I'd come home, and it was on an hour after school, and I would watch both episodes for like 2 or 3 years. I'd watch it, and I'd watch it even more and more and more and more. I mean, I don't think I stopped watching it until like middle school. I mean, if it was on, I'd watch it, and I loved it. The Joker, Mark Hamill, that was awesome. Two-Face, I loved the way that they portrayed him. The Scarecrow, my love of Scarecrow came from them, too. You know, Clayface, the Ventriloquist. Let me see. Poison Ivy, Mr. Freeze. You know, they made the Mask of the Phantasm movie, which was excellent. They made, you know, Batman Sub-Zero. I love the animated series. Really great. Really great stuff. You know, it was dark. It was really, really quite dark. It was an animated show that was dark. And, you know, now when I'm watching them, they're still appealing. They're still really intriguing, and they're watchable. They're not just watchable, they're enjoyable. They're great. Even now, even when I'm older. When you're a little kid, they're great. And now, they're great. So I think that, you know, that's awesome. And so number one is the Batman the Animated Series. I'm going to start picking that up on DVD, and yeah. I want to highlight these shows later on, some episodes, and I think one of the ones pretty soon is going to be the Animated Series, because I love it. It's great. Great stuff. Great, great stuff. Alright, so why don't you send in your top 5 Batman shows, or if you haven't watched many like I have, tell me, you know, if you think that those opinions are not right, you know, or, you know, tell me your opinions on the subjects of the TV shows. I believe that they've done some pretty good stuff with the Batman TV shows, and I think it's fun, and I think that kids should watch it, because I watched it and I loved it. So, alright, well, anyway, send in your suggestions, or your comments, or anything on the email, darkknightpod@yahoo.com, and I can't wait to hear from you guys. Pretty soon we should have the forum up at Comic Geek Speak, or you guys can post right there, too. But we love the emails here. We love the emails. All right, so now, just for a quick second, I want to talk about my guest host from last episode, Forrest. Forrest and I, we've been friends for a long, long, long time. You know, I've kind of turned him on to Batman. He never really was a Batman person up until a couple of years ago, and I've been helping him out, you know, the movies and things of that sort, you know, comics. I let him borrow The Dark Knight Returns by Frank Miller, and he loved it, and I think he's coming along, and I think that it was fun. I would love to hear personally what you guys thought, because I want to know if you guys want me to invite him back. It was lots of fun, and I hope to have him on in some future episodes. Alright, so let's now get to the listener emails. Alright, we have an email from Chris Johnson over at the Amazing Spider Cast, and he said, here are my top five favorite Batman movies. Number 5, the 60s Batman movie. Na 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 na. Batman! Sure, it's campy, but it was a lot of fun. The actors in each of their villain roles did great. Joker, Penguin, Catwoman, and Riddler, and of course, Adam West as Batman and Burt Ward as Robin. Just a lot of fun and a great lazy Sunday watch. Alright, number 4, Batman Returns. Like you said, the grim brooding aspect is what makes the movie stand out. After the 60s Batman series of camp, Tim Burton brought Batman into the 80s and 90s with a darker tale, and it worked. Once again, great casting with villains, and I don't care what anyone says, Michael Keaton is a great Bruce Wayne Batman. Number 3, Batman Mask of the Phantasm. Though this is animated, it's still a great movie. I agree. Love the 1990s Batman animated series, and this movie was the creative team's gift to the fans. The animated series is maybe the greatest because of its edginess and darkness that makes it not like any other cartoon on TV. And although it's a cartoon, the darkness and the gloom is on iver with Tim Burton's films. And it features one of the best Bruce Wayne's Batman, Kevin Conroy, and of course, Mark Hamill as the Joker. Speaking of the Joker, number 2, Batman. I have an interesting experience with this movie, as I've seen it during a French class, naturally. Couldn't understand anything except the line that mattered. I'm Batman. Like I said before, Michael Keaton is a great Batman, and of course, playing the definitive comic book villain role for all time, Jack Nicholson as the Joker. Tim Burton's direction was spot on, and the darkness of this film makes it what it stands out. Alright, number 1, him and I are in agreement, Batman Begins. I've only seen 2 Batman films in the theater, Mask of the Phantasm and this one. Holy crap. If you didn't see this in theater, which I did, you lost out, my friend. The atmosphere of the theater perfectly complemented that of the film. Christian Bale makes his mark as the best Bruce Wayne Batman. Michael's in second. Yep, I agree. This film also proves you don't need Batman's major villains to make a kick-ass film, with Scarecrow and Ra's al Ghul. I agree, I loved it. And he said, keep up the great work, man, and I'll talk to you later. And, thank you, Chris, that, means a lot to me, thank you. That is a, top 5 from our first episode, talking about the, top 5 Bat movies, you know, how you would order them. So from last episode, let us talk about the, top 5 villains. I, posted a thread on the Comic Geek Speak forum, titled Top Favorite Batman Villains, and I got 18 replies, so let's go over a couple of them. All right, so from the Pamp on Comic Geek Speak, we got number one, Ra's al Ghul. His respect for Batman and what he does makes him the most formidable foe. Yeah? Number two, Joker. He's ape shit crazy. You gotta love that. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Number three, Poison Ivy. She's sexy. She is. She's quiet. Number four, Clayface. She, since there was a female Clayface once, can assume any human form, which makes him very dangerous. And number five, Killer Croc. One of Batman's few feral-like rogues. Less thinking, more clawing. Very good, thank you. All right, from Library Boy on Comic Geek Speak. Number five, okay, fine, the Joker. But he's way overused these days. I preferred it when he went a year or three in between appearances. It made Joker stories mean something. Number four, Ra's al Ghul. I love the idea that his goals are actually kind of admirable, but that he's willing to do absolutely terrible things to achieve them. And as someone else said, the respect he has for Batman lends an interesting fold to their relationship. He wants Batman on his side. He wants him as an apprentice, and even wants him as a son-in-law. Number three, Catwoman. I love the idea of a foe who's also a love interest. I think I prefer the dynamic when she's actually on the wrong side of the law, but she makes a good anti-hero, too. Yeah? Number two, Harley Quinn. All the manic glee of the Joker, but in a cuter, more fun package. Not that it makes her any less dangerous, but still. And his number one? The Riddler. He's always more about the game of it all. He doesn't necessarily want to kill Batman, just proves that he is smarter. Alright? Chris Murin, simply. 5, Penguin. 4, Scarecrow. 3, Ra's al Ghul. 2, Joker. And 1, Riddler. Alright. Alright, here we go. From Jacoby on the forum, who sent me a lovely email thanking me for starting the podcast, and I want to thank my fans for listening. So, alright, here we go. Number 5, Poison Ivy. I've always liked this character, even if she hasn't been the most effective villain in comics. Yeah. Number 4, Mr. Freeze. Tragedy. So juicy. Yes, I agree. Number 3, Two-Face. All right. Number 2, Ra's al Ghul. The dynamic of these two just fascinates me. I love how their rivalry is so regal in nature. It's like gentlemen fighting. Very true. That is very cool. And number 1 is the Joker. Not only my favorite Batman villain, but my favorite baddie of them all. Joker is definitely in contentment for biggest baddie of them all. You know, he's an awesome character. All right, we got MGuy1977 on the forum. He said simply, number 5, KG Beast, 4, Penguin, 3, Poison Ivy, 2, Joker, and 1, the Riddler. All right, so, and someone who brought up the, the topic, no one likes Hush, and I have to say, Hush was great. I love the Hush series. We're going to talk about that in a later episode, but he, I think, deserves an honorable mention, and I think that most Batman fans would give him an honorable mention. Alright, so let's go to, let me see how I can say it, Melville's Fist on the Comic Geek Speak forum. He has his top 10, and they're really interesting, so that's why I want to read them. Number 10 was the Sewer King. Number 9 was the Ten-Eyed Man. 8 was Kite Man. 7, Magpie. 6, Mr. Polka Dot. 5, Humpty Dumpty. 4, Crazy Quilt. 3, Batmite. 2, Calendar Man. And 1, Bat-Zaro. I do not know who lots of those people are, but I'll have to find that out, huh? And Shane from the Comic Geek Speak, guys, he left a post. He says, in no particular order, Ra's al Ghul, the Riddler, Clayface, Mr. Freeze, and Scarecrow. He says his one alternator, if he was going to have one, was the Ventriloquist and Scarface, which those guys do make for an interesting combo. All right, so there was a couple other forums. Sorry I didn't get to you guys, but how about you send in yours? We can talk about it more. Like I said, I'll always talk about top fives. We can always keep that going. I'll reference it. But send in yours to darknightpod comicgeekspeak@yahoo.com, or you can go to Comic Geek Speak, go to their forum, and you should see my forum, The Dark Knight Podcast. It isn't up yet, but it should be in a couple of days, so you guys can post there as much as you want. All right, so anyway, so let's see. I think that'll do it for this episode. If there's anything you guys would like me to hear in the future, email it to me. I've decided that I'm going to let the listeners choose a topic of discussion for an episode. In every 10-digit, I will let the listeners pick a an episode. I'm thinking episode 10. The listeners, it'll be a totally listener chosen subject. I'll put a poll up on the forum when it's up of things that people have said, and you know, when people, you know, I'll figure it out. I'll give more information on that. But so the next episode is going to be we're going to be covering the new Bat books. We're going to be doing a top 5, going to leave it as a surprise till then. We're going to do listener emails, Batman news, and we may have a discussion with another person really close to me about Batman, you know, really quick thing. So anyway, so thank you for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Send me emails at darkknightpod@yahoo.com. Hardigan Reborn on the Comic Geek Speak forum, and soon to have our own forum, The Dark Knight Podcast at Comic Geek Speak. Go to CGS, well, comicgeekspeak.com. You should be able to find us. The forum, which is on the forearm, I guess. You know, just joking. But you know, so yes. So I hope you have a good night, day, wherever you're listening to this. And somewhere in Gotham, we'll be seeing you. All right, good night.